Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're holding the final line of Mem Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of the line where it begins, Shemer Chinam Einai Nishba. You'll recall that yesterday in the Mishnah, just a few lines higher, the Mishnah told us that with regard to a number of halachos, these halachos do not apply to Avodim, Shtarois, Karkois, Hegdeishois. And each time it's based on Psukim, and typically the drosha is more or less the same in terms of the approach and the character of the drosha. So for instance, we already went through yesterday why there is no din of Tashlume Kefil by someone who steals an Eved, who steals a Shtar, who steals a piece of Karka, who steals Hegdish. No din of a Tashlume Kefil. Why not? So we had already a drasha yesterday, a kol devar pesha, klal uprat uklal. Now we're continuing on to Shomer Chinam Einai Nishba for the same reason, but based on a different pasuk, but it's the same klal uprat uklal structure, as you'll see. What means a Shomer Chinam? Shomer Chinam, of course, if you go and give him a pikadon to go and watch, and he was not pusheya, he was not negligent, but unfortunately he doesn't have that pikadon because of a gneiva v'aveda. No, Shomer Chinam, who tainis gneiva v'aveda, that somebody stole the pikadon or that it got lost without pshia, he normally has to make a shvua, and then he's potter. However, not by these four items. These four items, you don't have to make a shvua. Mino anemili, how do I know? The Torah Rabbana shteit in the braisa. Shteit in pasuk. Ki itain ish el reyeyu kesef oy kelim lishmar v'guna mi beisa ish. If you go and give to an individual kesef a kelim lishmar, meaning a shomer chinam, and it was stolen, he, the shomer, is off the hook. You find the ganav has to go and pay. So now the Gemara says, why do I have all of these pratim, kesef, a kelim, lishmar, zokti yimar, kite nisho rieyu, klal. You give any type of pikat. Kesef a kelim is prat. Only kesef a kelim. Lishmar, again, to watch. Chodav a kolal, klal u prat a klal, yet the donal kena prat, ma prat mefurish, tevam metal to vegufa imame. Just like kesef a kelim, number one, they have mobility, they are mobile, they are movable, and number two, they are inherently money, their value is worth whatever they're worth. Av kol dobra metal to vegufa imame has the same din of the shomer chinam, that he has to go and make a shvua if it was stolen or if it was lost without pshia. So yotze karkoish ein metaltelin. Karkoish, of course, a real estate, it doesn't move. Yotze avarim shukshel karkoish is a famous pasuk, v'tachaltum oisem levneichem achareichem, l'reshes oisem achuza, where the Torah goes and makes the hekish between the avodim and the karkoish. Yotze shtorish avar mishem metaltelin. Of course, you can move a shtar from place to place, but ein gufan moment. The shtar itself really has no intrinsic inherent value, except for perhaps a couple of pennies. Hegdish re'eyu ksiv. It's in the end of the pasuk. It says, not in the end of the pasuk. Ki yitain ish el re'eyu. So re'eyu comes l'mayit hegdish, because hegdish is not re'eyu. Hegdish, re'eyu is referring to a hegyoit, and not hegdish. So therefore, you don't have to make a shvua. But now we move to the next parasha in Parashas Mishpatim, which talks now about a shomer sachar. What's in a shomer sachar? A shomer sachar, if there was a gneiva v'aveda, he's chayiv to pay. That's only if you're talking about normal metaltlin. But if you're talking about avodim shtaris kakoris hekdeshes, he's potter from paying. How do you know me nolan? The Tana Rabbanan. And we have the exact same drasha, but not on the same pasuk. It's a few psukim laid in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki yitain ish el reyeyu chamor oy shoir oy seh. V'chol behema lishmor umeis oy nishbar oy nishba ein royeh. Pasuk talks about Shavuos Hashem tiyeh bein shneihem m'lesholach yodim leches reyeyu and azoy vaitim. And we start again the drasha the same way. Ki yitain ish el reyeyu klal chamor oy shoir seh prat chol behema lishmor chos v'kolak klal uprat v'klal v'chuli. Now the Gemara says, by now you've gotten the train of thought. I don't have to repeat it word for word. What does it come to tell you? Cloud or prata cloud? It's got to be a dover. Ha metalta v'gufay momen. Yotze karkois was not metalta. Yotze avodim shukshli karkois. Yotze shtorish av v'isha metalta and engufay momen. And of course it says in the pasuk, yitain ish el reyeyu. Reyeyu. So therefore, ad hegdish reyeyu ksiv. lemayit es ha'hekdesh. So right. Same drasha.
Ein mishalim. He doesn't pay. He does pay, doesn't he? I mean, he's chayav b'ginei b'aveda. I'm completely confused.
If you give to a shem asacha to watch a chamor, a shor, a isa, and it gets stolen, or there's an aveda, he has to go and pay.
This is ein mishalim. It says in the Mishnah ein mishalim.
Again, the Pasuk says if a person gives to someone else a shomer, a chamor, shor, isa, a chol behem alishmar, and it gets stolen or it gets lost.
I'm not speaking the Pasuk, I'm asking about the Mishnah, the recording.
If you just let me finish, I'll be happy to respond to your question. The Pasuk says if you go to a shomer sachar and you ask him, please watch my chamor, my shor, my isa, or any behema, and it gets stolen or it gets lost, he does not have to make, he has to make full reimbursement because he was a shem asachar and he's chai b'gneva v'aveda. Shokhtun zera mishnah. That's davka by these pratim and anything which is ke'ena prat, which means anything which happens to be metalklin v'gufay mamay. But when it happens to something which is not metalklin and it's not gufay mamay, then he does not have to go and pay. Give me an example of something which is not metalklim. Karkois. Why is avodim different? Because avodim is hukshish la karkois. What about shtorish? Shtorish, although it's metalklim, it's not gufan mamon. What about hegdish? Why shouldn't he pay for that? God says, you're very welcome. We continue on. Says the Mishnah Vayta. We have a machloikis now in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and the Tanakama, that is the Chachom of our Mishnah. What is the machloikis about? Reb Meir Omer, yesh dvarim she'en kekarka ve'einan kekarka. What does that mean? So if we take a quick look back at the Mishnah, on Mem Beis Amid Beis, starting on the fifth line, Reb Meir Omer, yesh dvarim she'en kekarka ve'einan kekarka, ve'ein Chachom, moidim lo'i keitzad, eser gifanim tu'unois masar tilecha. I asked you, for instance, to go and watch these 10 gifanim to unais, which means that they were burdened with clusters of grapes. And now I asked you, can you please give them back to me? There were only 5, and I'm giving you back 5 out of the 10. Now, note that these vines are still attached to the ground, or attached to the pole, which is attached to the ground. And the clusters of grapes are also still attached to those poles. However, the shomer says, I'm afraid to tell you the bad news. You didn't give me 10, you only gave me 5 to go and watch. I hand over the 5. So now we have a situation of a moide b'miktsas. What's normal to do by a moide b'miktsas? You have to make a shvua. Here, however, we're not talking about metalkel, we're talking about karka. It's attached to karka. Oh! So we said already in the beginning of the Mishnah, Reb Meir, of course, agrees to that halacha. Only over here, it's a special exception. The question is, why is there an exception? Zokti Gemara. Back to the Amud Aleph, Reb Meir, Oymi Yishtu Varm, Shein Kekarka, V'Einan Kekarka. Zokti Gemara, Mechlal, Reb Meir, Sovar, Kolam, Mechub, Lekarka, Einoi Kekarka. Does Reb Meir disagree with the famous rule that anything which is attached to the ground has a din of the ground itself? If that's the case, if that's the base of Reb Meir Svarab, Adamifligli B'Tu'unois, Liflligli B'Srukois. Why does he argue about vines that have tu'unais? Tu'unais means hanging down these clusters of grapes. Let him talk about vines that are, so, at the moment, empty from grapes. The word tsurukais is similar to the word ilan tsrak. Ilan tsrak, as you know, means a tree that does not bear fruit. So we're talking about vines that, at the moment, are not bearing any fruit because all of the grapes have already been harvested. Until the next grape season will may take another 6 months or take another year. I mean, after all, if that's what a mayor is saying, that anything is mechubal karka ain't a karka, who cares about the grapes? Let's talk about the vines. Everything of course the mayor agrees that anything attached to a tree, attached to the ground, avada, that is considered to be karka and mechubal karka, and therefore there would not be a din of shvua vis-a-vis karkois, like it says in the Mishnah, el dvon she'enish bon aleim, karka, etc. So why is there this halacha that a mayor says that you do have to make a shvua in our Mishnah? Omer geit Reb Chanina, hacha b'anovim oindais lihi batzir kamifligi. We're talking about grapes that are ready to be harvested. Another day, another 6 hours. The farmers are going to come, the cutters, the harvesters are going to come, and they're going to cut down all of these grapes. Ah, so what is, since it's just a question of a short period of time, another couple of hours, another day, they're going to be harvested. So look upon them as if they are already metalklin. No, metalklin, of course, you have to make a shvua if you have a moidim and mixes hataina. Rabbanan sabi like ibtsuris damyan. As long as they're still attached to the vine, and the vine is attached to the ground, they are mechubber. In 5 minutes, when you cut them, then they'll be metalklin. But daval, as we speak, they are still mechubber the karka. No din of shvua on the mechubber the karka. So now you might think to yourself, couldn't Rav Meir that says kibitzuris damya, that they're considered to be as if they're already cut, what would be on Shabbos morning? A bunch of unexpected guests came, and you want to be able to serve them some nice fruit. You go out to the garden and you see, oh, these grapes are ready to be harvested. In fact, if I don't harvest them by tonight, Matzah Shabbos Sunday morning, they're going to start to rot. Would you say that you're allowed to go and cut them on Shabbos because Kibitzura is Damian? What would be your view?
You still require Halacha Katsira to remove them. Halachically and factually.
Oh.
It's Mechutzur Katsira. But Meir also is one who says, Machna Davar Shalom Bala Olam. Doesn't mean that you can eat the grapes that didn't sprout yet. He's consistent. He's always deeming the future as if it's in the present halachically, but not factually.
Very good. So, Lemaisa, what you're saying is classic brisk style, where they say you have a stira, it's tzvei bezundra dinam, two different parshias. One is a parsha of nishboin on metalklin or mechubel karka. One is the gabi hilchas Shabbos. Here Rav Meir says it's deemed to be like metalklin, but like the second Tosis says it's from the top of the Amid. Third line, kibitzuris damyan zog, Tosis nira. Talinyan Shabbos, the kuli almalav kibitzuris damyan. Ukimuchubar is dami. The Gomar, he learns from another sugya mektira samaman. So bottom line, so Tosis says just like Barry said just like Tosis said, it's unanimous. Avad, the even Rav Meir that holds it's kibitzuris damyan. Al pi halacha legabi hilchay shvuos, it's considered to be metalka. Not legabi hilchay Shabbos. Legabi hilchay Shabbos is mechubar. Don't even think of cutting it on Shabbos. And we continue on. Says at the end of the Mishnah, Ein nishban al davar shebemid v'shem mishka. We should take a quick look at the Mishnah to understand the next Gemara. So final three lines of the Mishnah of Mem Beis Amid Beis, yesterday's Gemara. What does it say? Ein nishban el al davar shebemid v'shem mishka v'shem minyan. If you're talking about a moedim, a mixed situation, it's got to be clear cut what the taina was and what the hoidah or the kfira was. So if the person says, you owe me $100, no, I only owe you $50, it's crystal clear. The demand is $100, he's adding, or he's responding, that 50 I owe, 50 I deny, so that's a dabar sheba mida sheba mishka v'sheba minyan. What happens, however, if the demand was, I'm not exactly sure whether it's $100, it was anywhere between $90 and $110, somewhere in between. And then the person responds, well, I'm not sure whether I gave you 40 or 50 or 60. That doesn't cut it. It's got to be something which is crystal clear. So the Mishnah gives, in fact, an example of a house. Ketza. Bayis moli masartelcha. I lent you, I gave you a zippikotten. I was going away for 3 months to Australia, and I asked you to go and take care of my house. And the house, as you know, was full. Or it doesn't say full of what? Presumably full of tvua. Maybe like a storage house or a warehouse. I gave that to you, and I'm coming back, and I see it's missing. Well, how much was there before? Well, you know, it was quite full, and pretty much to the top. And how much is less? You can see it. And the person, or he said to him, I gave a kiss, moli masajilcha. I gave you a purse full of coins, and, you know, it was stuffed, you could tell. And, well, how much was there? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know, maybe it was dimes, quarters, dollars, I don't know. But it was moli, pennies. And no pennies left, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and now he says, and the kiss is now no longer mole. But the other person says, Mister, what do you want from my life? I'm giving you back exactly what you gave me. You see that house? I didn't open it, I didn't go in, I didn't look at it. Goodish. The house, whatever was there before, is there now. Take it. Same thing with this kiss. He gave me the kiss, I put it into the safe, I'm giving it back to you, I didn't open it and look at it, it's yours. Then he's potent, because it's not a definitive taina However, says the Mishnah, you could get close to precision, even if it's not mamish precise. Zoimer Araziz, he says that this house was full of tvur all the way to the ziz. This means a protruding beam from the ceiling. In other words, it went all the way to the top. Zoimer Arachaloi, no. When you gave me the house, I took a look, and I saw there was only until the window. And from the window and up till the ceiling, it was empty. Oh, that's already chayv. Because that is considered to be something that can, even if you didn't measure it until now, but you can measure it. Go inside the house and so therefore, it's considered to be the Mishkan and Minyan and your Chayv. So based on this, we have now machloikis between Babaya and Rava in our Gemara. Back to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines before the wide lines. Einish one of those Minim is Mishkal Amar Abaya. Loishanu in our Mishnah when we said that he gave him bias. And he said, the bias was full. And he says, I don't know, I just gave you back the bias that you gave to me. He says, if he told him, I had you go and watch a house. He didn't say which house. This bias, as it is, which is Mali. Remember, the Lashon of the Mishnah was, Kate said, bias Mali Masai Telecha. Here he's saying, bias Zeh Mali Masai Telecha. Oh, then you did Tina say. Then we're talking about a specific house. Specific house. Then you can easily figure out what the Tina was. If he says, I gave it to you, mole, no. Have a couple of people that understand these things go inside, take out all of the contents, take the weight, take the volume, whatever it is, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. So that's considered to be... So the Chilik says a bias is between just bias mole, which is like bias stam mole, and bias zemole. Omle Rabbi says, okay, if that's really a distinction of bias, I'd only say, for why does the Mishnah go off a little bit on a tangent? Zohimarad is this, Zohimarad is chaloy, is chayiv. Listen, let's talk about this case itself. When do I say it's potter, medvaramur, bias mole, meaning stam, of a bias zemole, then is chayiv. After all, that's your halacha bayit. If that's the halacha of the Mishnah, shouldn't it say that? The Feirish. Elom Rav, therefore Rav says, I respectfully disagree. Lo'olam ein achayv ad shi'itanenu b'dover shebemida v'shebemishko v'shebeminyan. V'yoydaloi b'dover shebemida v'shebemishko v'shebeminyan. It's got to be quite exacting. Mida mishko minyan. He has to respond quite exacting. And your chilek between the bayit zeh and the bayit stam, that I don't think is a real chilik. And the Gemara says, and I have in fact a raya to Rava, not from something that says beferish, but we're going to make a nice diuk. Tanya kavasi to Rava. It's a rather lengthy brisa for the raya, as you'll see. Lengthy in the sense that a lot of it really is not negir to us. You'll see. Tanya kavasi to Rava. Kur tvua li biyadcha. You owe me a full kur of tvua. No, I don't owe you anything. Zero. Then he's potter because he's a koifer bakar. Of course, he's a shavuos hasis to rabbanu. We're talking about shavuos diarais. He's not a moedim mitzvah. He's potter. What about menorah gedoyla yeshli biyodcha? Don't you remember for Hanukkah you borrowed my large menorah? And he says in lecha biyodi al menorah tani. He didn't give me a large menorah. He gave me a baby menorah, a small menorah. Then he's potter. Why is he potter? Because this is not because of Kaifa Bakol, but because it's not me, min ha-taina. A menorah gedoyla is a menorah gedoyla. Menorah tana is a, everybody knows the difference between one and the other. It's not that you took the menorah gedoyla and we're splitting it in half. It's not a moizim and mixer situation. It's chitim and tsa'oyrim. He was ta'ano b'chitim. You owe me this big bushel called the menorah gedoyla. He said, no, I only owe you the tsa'oyrim. They're menorah tana. So therefore, he is part of it. Azoyre gedoyli yeshli biyodcha. You owe me my large, long belt. Ein lecha biyodcha zoyre ktan. I only owe you a small little belt. Again, potter, because we're talking about two different items, chitim and tzoyre. However, says the Brice, aval omele kor tevo yeshli biyodcha, v'loi oyme ein lecha biyodi ela lesach. You owe me a kor. Kor is 30 saw. And he said, no, I only owe you a lesach. A lesach is half a kor, which is 15 saw. Exactly right, shkoyach. So then it's mamish moide mixer, then you chayv. Dove poshn. Menoira bas esra litrin yeshli biyodcha. You borrowed from me a menoira which was 10 litrin, which is a weight, 10 liter. No, I only have a neuter from you of 5 litrim, then you're chayiv. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask shortly, isn't this the same thing as menorah gedoyla, menorah katana? Isn't it chita mesoirim? And you can't have the same menorah being worth 10 or
it's hollow. It's hollow.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that shortly. So you have 10 and you have 5. Until now, nothing in our Mishnah, in this Braisa, addresses the issue of the Midah, the Mishkal of Aminyan. The Rai is going to be now. The general rule is, now this is not referring to the ratio of this Braisa, because the ratio of the Braisa wasn't really talking about Midah, Mishkal, and Minyan. It was talking about two separate halachas. Halacha number one, that you only chayv if you're moed b'mitzis, not if you're koyf or bak koil. And number two, that it's got to be mimenatana, that if he asks for chitim and you're moed alay b'sa'irim, you're batim. This is now a third halacha, if you will, of Midah, Mishkal, and Minyan. Note that the Braisa starts off why doesn't it just simply say, just like I had a koyf or bakol case, and I had a case of mimin hataina case, let it now go and tell us about the halacha of davar shemid, what is there, kloli shel davar? Anytime you see those words, you realize already that must be coming lasuyemai to include something else. Says Rava, says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the kloli shel davar comes to include. My love, lasuya bayze mole. Oh, and lafuke from Abaye, that Abaye said that bayze mole is enough for purposes of midah mishkal mishkal. No. You have to have a real clear measure. This bayze mole doesn't do it. Doesn't cut. Good. That's the right Rava. Done. But now the Gemara now begins to look at some of the pratim in this braisa, and we've already touched on them in the discussion. What's the reason why you're saying by menorah gedoyla you owe me a big menorah, and the other person says, no, I only owe you a smaller menorah? We say he's potter. What's the reason why? Because of the chitim and sa'irim rule. He asked him for the menorah gedoyla. He says, I don't know anything about menorah gedoyla. Never saw it, echvayshish van gunish, but I do owe you a menorah ketana. So he's a full-fledged koifer bakoil vis-a-vis the menorah gedoyla, in a full-fledged moida, the gab the menorah ketana. So there's no moida b'mixes. If anything, it's ta'anoi chitim b'hoidoloi b'soirim. It's not me minata. Dr. Timur, okay, I understand that. Fine. But Ihochi, isn't that the same thing by Bas Eser, Bas Chamishnami? Isn't it exactly the same thing? You know why one menorah is a menorah gedoyla? Because it has the weight of 10 litrim. You know why the other menorah is a menorah ketana? Because it only has the weight of 5 litrim. Aren't these cases basically identical? We're talking about a menorah of pieces. Think in terms of the children that play with Lego toys, Lego pieces that you add and you can subtract. You can make a big castle which is 10 feet tall, and if they're lazy and they're only using some of the Lego pieces, it'll only be 5 feet tall. But it's all the same, in this case, it's all the same menorah. You can make the menorah into a 10 litrim mishkal. How? By adding 5 more pieces at the top, 3 more pieces in the middle, 2 pieces in the bottom. Now it gets heavier and heavier. And of course, if you put in less Lego pieces into menorah, it'll be that much lighter. Ah, the kamoida le mina. He's talking moida in the. We're talking about the same menorah. He said 10, and he said 5, but it's the same menorah. It's just a question of how many pieces were included in the menorah when he gave it as a conveyance, as a picot. He says, I gave it the whole menorah with all the Lego pieces. It was a really heavy thing, 10 liter. No, you left, you kept half of the pieces for yourself. It's only 5. Frank Timur, if that's the pshat, well, it sounds like a nice pshat, but ihochi ezoira nami, nisni veloit mi bidalifi. In other words, although I'm not familiar with these types of belts today, but at times as chazal, apparently you can make a longer or a shorter belt by adding additional pieces, occupational strips or whatever, into the belt itself and make it longer and make it shorter. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Gemara say the same thing? Just like we distinguish between the menorah. The menorah gedolah, the menorah ketana, we said that that's a kaif bakal. However, if it's a 10 liter and 5 liter, we said then he's already made the mitzvahs. So we already gave the Ezoira case. Why don't we give the Ezer case of Bidalifi, where you can add pieces and take out pieces, similar to our case of Menorah. Ela the life of Leitani. Because the price is not going into that type of Ezer. So Achanahami Bishalchul is Leitani. So presumably, we're not talking about a Lego piece of Menorah either. So, you know, Manavshach. So we're back to square one. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Amr Baba Bar Mamel Shani Menorah Hoyle Viochel Legoyra Ulamida Al Chomesh Litrin. The difference between the 10 and the 5 is in terms of weight. So here we can go to Brother Shai, who brought this beautiful sander to go and sand down the doors. We all have Hanoah and Nachas whenever we go through the door, because he did such a fine job in finalizing the door by sanding it so beautifully. You can go and sand down this Menorah as well. Menorah presumably had a nice, large, big base on the bottom. And that base, if you go and sand it down or chisel it down or whatever, you can go and make this Menorah from the 10 into the 5. So now when the Shoim is returning the Menorah, which has been now cut down to size, the original Mafkid says, hey, what are you talking about? This Menorah before was worth, it was a heavy, it was a 10, and now it's only 5. We're talking about the exact same Menorah. Question is, who was the one that removed and sanded down that final 5 litrim from the base? Okay, on to the next Mishnah.
Before you.
Yes,
in conclusion,
yes.
If someone is a Lavdin with a Ganuf, the Mayim Mitzvahs will avoid saying any measurements. Mm-hmm. And this way, you won't be Chayev on this.
And because of the.
Read Mishkolim.
I hear what you're saying. According to the way Rava says, according to the Braisa, the Braisa says not only that the Toyin, but also the Moida has to say, but me the Mishkolim. Mm-hmm. What happens, let me ask you, Mandy, what happens if he's even a bigger Lamdan? And he says, a dinner moida mix is only a moida. I'll be koifa bakola, won't have to make a shvu at all.
Well, so he's
sorry?
Not meis panav. And shvu
hesses. Okay, so slow down. So first, dealing with your question. Eino the meis panav. Meis panav l'choira only applies to halva. It doesn't apply to pikotin. If anything, the shomer can go and say, I was doing you a favor, you weren't doing me a favor. And so therefore, don't chepel with me. So I don't know that the hoses panim svara applies over here. As far as the shavuos hesses is concerned, it could be you still have a shavuos hesses anyway. Shavuos hesses is where you have a vacuum that you don't have a chiyuv d'oraisa. The chum say make a shavuos hesses d'rabban. It could be in this case of the bias. What was the case that you're talking about that he didn't give the mida mishkol midyan minyan as a response? Okay, fine. So you're not mechuyev in moed and mixed with d'oraisa. We'll put a shavuos hesses on him d'rabban. And we continue on to the next mission. Mission is very simple. You just have to hold cup of this. No, it's not difficult at all.
When you say hold cup, I get...
No, it's very simple. Very simple. Zuk to Mishnah. Hamal v'schaber al-mashkin. Person lends his chaver money based on a mashkin. Give him a mashkin. V'over a mashkin. The mashkin, unfortunately, is lost. Okay, what do you do now? So now it comes maturity date, and each one has a shtickel tying it to the other one. Remember the mashkin that you gave me? I lent you based on that mashkin one selah. The shekel hayishav, and you and I both know that that mashkin was only worth a shekel. Shekel is a half of a selah. Every selah has in it two shkalim, and so therefore you owe me one more shekel. It's true, I lost the mashkin. I'm sorry, mashkin, fine. So towards the selah halva, you have a credit of 50%, but you have to pay me the additional shekel. While the oyim and the oyim said, what are you talking about? Loi! Ki ela sele visani olav, yes, maskim. The entire halva was a seller. But if it was a seller, you shove it. I remember buying this mashkin a year ago in the store, and it cost me a seller. It was worth a seller. And if I don't owe you anything, so it's a full-fledged kaifer bakal, what's in kaifer bakal? He's potter. Shavuos hesses derabban. All the Drabon and Shavuos hesses obviously is after the times of the Mishnah and after the times of the Braisa, because that was in the times of Rav Nachman, as we had the Gemara before.
Yes.
A much later Amoyer. Okay, Potter, he doesn't have to, it's good for Bakal, right? He says, you still owe me a shekel, a half a sell. And he says, no, the mashkin was worth a full sell, I don't owe you a penny, Potter. Next case. Sella v'sicha olav. I lent you a seller based on that mashkin. The shekel ha'yishav, and it was worth a shekel, and therefore you owe me a shekel. Faloi oimer loy ki ela sela hil visani olav ushloish dinrim ha'yishav. A sela has in it 4 dinrim. and it was worth 3 dinarim. So how much do I owe you? I owe you one dinar. Sorry?
Half a shekel, right?
A half a shekel, which is 1 dinar. I had a shekel has in it 2 dinarim, a sell has in it 4 dinarim. Very often we talk about sell and shekel, we speak about them as being interchangeable, because that's the shekel the araisa, and that's the seller of Chazal. However, the shekel that in the times of Chazal was in fact a half of a seller. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, bottom line is, Zuktach the Mishnah, you owe me a shekel, and he says, no, I only owe you 1 dinar, which is a half a shekel. So what happens now? Chamoydim mixes, chayim, right? So far, easy, no problem. Now we're going to switch it around the other direction. Before we said which means that the Malva is talking to the Loive. Now the Loive is talking now to the Malva. And he says, Malva, where is my mashkin? It's lost. Don't you remember, I borrowed from you a seller. And I gave you the mashkin, and it was worth 2.
Double.
So therefore, how much do you have to go and give me back to the Loive? You have to give me back 1 sela. So now it's the Loive who is the plaintiff. I want back my sela. The value of the mashkin was exactly the value of the loan. I don't owe you a penny. So therefore, the malv is a koifer bakoil. Pot. Right? Simple. Next case. Similar to what we had before. Sela visani olav. Remember, I borrowed a seller. Ushtayim o yeshova, and the mashkin was worth 2. Valoy oimer loy, kiel a seller il bisich olav, maskim. The seller is the same, the avo is the same. However, v'chamish dinrim o yeshova wasn't worth 2 selah, was only worth 5 dinrim. 5 dinrim means 1 full seller plus 1 dinar, and I owe you 3 dinrim. Right? Because in every seller is 4 dinrim, in 2 selah you have 8 dinrim. So it was only worth 5. Not only worth, it was worth 5, it was not worth the shtayim that you're saying. It was worth a little bit more than the seller, maskim, but not much more. But 1 dinar more. And I therefore only owe you 3 dinarim, and I'm not a full seller. Once again, therefore he is a moidim and mitzis. Chayiv, he has to go and make a shvuah. Now, the last few words of the Mishnah, l'choira, are difficult to understand. Why? Because the Mishnah continues to mean nishba. Who makes that shvua? Misha pekodin etzle, the one that's holding on to the pekodin. Shema yishba zeh, v'yoytzi haloi es ha-pekodin. Can you imagine if the loiv is going to go and make a shvua, and the mashkin was originally in the hands of the malva, and the malva claims that it was stolen or it was lost, may or may not be true, and even if it was true, maybe subsequently he's going to find it, or they're going to catch the ganef and he's going to give the pekodin back. Oy, oy, oy. If the loiv is going to go make a shvua that this mashkin was worth lemoshel 2 sloim, and therefore you have to go and give me back a sela. And what did the malva say? The malva said it was only worth 5 dinrim. If afterwards we're going to take it out in bezin and show that the malva was right, then the loiv is going to be embarrassed and he's going to go and say, ay, ay, ay. Now, the humiliation is not that terrible. What's even worse, says Rashi, that you can go and say, Libcha Antcha, right? Because I really thought. But if you look at the last Rashi here in this Mishnah, says Rashi, B'shem lo diktik zeh b'shuma, maybe he wasn't so careful when it was appraised, V'yifselenu li'edis u'l'shvua. Nebuch, this fellow who thought he was making a shvua with full honesty and integrity, using all of his mental capacity and capabilities and recollection, blah, 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 turns out that he erred, and because of that he's going to have a rap sheet that he made a false shvua. From now on, we'll never accept him as an Edom Bezin. He'll be apostle of shvua. The word is going to get around in the community, he's apostle. People won't want to be mishadach with him. People won't want to do business with him. It can really cause major repercussions. So therefore, says the Mishnah, who should make the shvua? Misha b'konetzle, the one that's holding on to it, which means the malva. Shem yishba zev, because we're going to ask the loiva to go and be nishba. V'yotze lo yisvikon, and then the malva is going to take it out, and he's going to show that the loiva erred. So now, what's so difficult about this passage? Because remember, what's the final case in the Mishnah? Final case in the Mishnah is, who is the treveya? It's the loiva. The loiva says that you owe me more than the halvo was. The halvo was a seller, and it was worth, the mashka was worth 2. what is the Malbasein response? You're right, it was worth more than the original seller, but it wasn't worth two Salaim, it was only worth
five.
1.25 Salaim, 5 dinarim altogether. So who is the one that's the Moedim and Mixis in this case?
The Malveh.
The Malveh. So who would normally have to make the Shvuah? The Malveh. So why does the Mishnah say, let's make sure that the Malveh makes the Shvuah, mi nishba misha bekon etzle shem yishba zev yoytzele. That's not the reason. The reason why the Malveh should go and make the Shvuah is because he is the Moedim and Mixis guy, having nothing to do with whether the Loiva made would make a mistake and the appraisal he's going to be possibly Edis. Anyway, the Loiva wouldn't make the Shvuah, because he's not the one that the Moedim and Mixis. He's the one that's the Toyin. The Gemara is going to ask this Kasha momentarily. What the Gemara is going to say is that really the Mi Nishba is not going on this final case. It's really going on the earlier case of the Reisha. Now, not the Reisha, the Reisha, where he was a Koyfer Bakoil, but the Sefer the Reisha, going back still here in the Mishnah, third line of the Mishnah. Selahi V'sicha Olav, it's the Malveh that's the Toein and Toivea against the Loive. And he says, we had a deal, I lent you a seller. V'shekel HaYeshova, and your mashkin was only worth half of the seller, only worth a shekel. V'aloi Oymen, the Loive said, no, what are you talking about? This was a good mashkin, it was worth Shloisha Dinrim. So the Mishnah says, Chayiv, you have to make a Shvuah. So who normally would make that Shvuah? The Loive would make the Shvuah, because who's the Moedim and Mixas? The Loive. He's the one that says, I don't owe you two dinrim. I only owe you one dinner, not a full shekel, just one dinner. So he's the Moedim and Mixas. So he should make the Shvuah. Says the Mishnah at the end, Mi Nishba, don't have the Loive make the Shvuah, rather have the Malve make the Shvuah. He should become an Edsleh. If we're going to ask the Loive to make the Shvuah, and after that he's going to make a big boo-boo, the Yoytze Aloye say Bikodin, then the Malve is going to take out the Bikodin, we're going to weigh it, we're going to bring the appraisers, they're going to measure it, and they'll say, Mr., the Malve was right, you're wrong. So therefore you always make sure that the Malve makes the Shvuah and not the Loive, because after all, he's the one that had it or has it, and he might take it out. So he's the one that makes the Shvuah.
Isn't this Tino Dels Bifnei Lovin type situation? If you're always proposing the Shvuah on the Malveh, people say, I don't want to make loans. I may have to come to Beis Din to swear to get my money back.
That the Malveh would have to make a Shvuah.
Right, right. Usually we don't want the Malveh to make a Shvuah because it discourages people.
It's attention. And to that, you have to put a lot of attention on these rules and regulations. In other words, the Chum had to measure where one should make Gzeira, where one shouldn't make Gzeira. Zoktimur Ahai, this last line that we just learned in the Mishnah that says Mi Nishba, the one that's holding on to the Pikadon, or the one that held the Pikadon, Ilay Masev is going to Sefer. That's the reason why the Malveh makes the Shvuah. But typically the Shvuah got me Malveh. Anyway, he's supposed to make the Shvuah. He was the Moedim Mitzah. On Mishmul goes a Reisha, meaning the Sefer, the Reisha that we spoke about. The Gemara is going to say, V'chein Omer Abchi Barav, a Reisha, V'chein Omer Ab Yoichanan, a Reisha, my Reisha means Sefer, the Reisha. What's the Sefer, the Reisha? Sele V'sicha Olav V'shekel HaYishava. That's what the Malva says, and therefore you owe me a full shekel to Dinrim. V'alei Oymen, no! Ela Kisele V'sani Olav U'shloisha Dinrim HaYishava. They only owe you one dinner. Chayev. Who's supposed to make the Shvuah? Then normally the Shvuah got to be Loivi. Shaklu Rabbanan mi Loive, v'chidyu ad Malveh. That's the pshat that we had at the end of the Mishnah. Now it's crystal clear. It's not going on the last case. It's going on the Reisha. Zokti Mar, but I have really a second pshat as well. The Hashad Yomer of Ashi, the Kayim Mulon, Zenishba Sheinu B'shusay, Zenishba Kamashove, Hochi Kamar. Says Rav Ashi, I have a better idea. Instead of taking away the Shvuah from the Loive and putting it on the Malveh, what we're going to do is we're going to first have the Malveh make a Shvuah She'ena Bershusai that he claims that he lost or that the Mashkin was stolen. Make a Shvuah that the Mashkin was stolen or that it got lost. Or, in better terms, make a Shvuah She'ena Bershusai that you don't have it. It's nowhere within your house, in any of your property, sinishda. Once you make the Shavuah, I don't have to worry about that subsequently he's going to go and take it out and say, oh, you see, I have it here, and it's bigger, it's smaller, and therefore the value is different.
But the ganav can be found.
It might be found.
You have to worry about that the object will appear.
I hear you, but that was the takana that they made. that the malva goes and makes a shvua. Once he makes a shvua shein b'shusai, then the loiva doesn't have to worry. Maybe he's going to take out the mashkin and he's going to show that I'm wrong and I'm going to become possible for all edis and for all shvuas in the future. And then v'zenish ba'kamishav, and he'll then make the shvua kamishav. So based on what Ravashi just said, hachi kamar. So now you can learn the Mishnah a little bit differently. Instead of saying mi nishba misha pikon etzloi, mi nishba tchila, both of them make a shvua. Who makes a shvua? First, the malva makes a shvua misha pikon etzloi. Why? Because shem yishba zeh, if we're going to allow the second one, that is the loiva, to make the shvua, the yotzi haloyis bikon, the malva will subsequently take out the bikon and show that the loiva erred terribly, either lied intentionally or unintentionally. So he'll make the first shvua, he makes the second shvua. And Sholem Ayisos, so if we have now two pshatim in the Mishnah, whether or not this goes on to Reisha, and we're saying only the Malva makes a shvua, we took the shvua away from the Loiva, we put it on the Malva, or are we saying that, no, the Loiva makes a shvua, but prior to that, the Malva makes a shvua, it's Eina Breshusi, so you don't have to worry about when the Loiva has to make his shvua, that people will find that he was lying, or that he erred terribly. Now, from this, from Omer Shmuel, this really is not only to the end of the Omid Beis, or the end of the Omid Aleph, it really goes to the end of the Perek. Well, we're going to stop at a convenient place. I'm just saying it's a bit of a long sugya, not that long, because it's a short Omid. What Shmuel is going to say something is something which is hair-raising, in the sense that we're really not accustomed to this, and perhaps in the good old days, this is the way people would structure their loans with a mashkin. We all know that the purpose of a mashkin typically is that what happens if the loiva subsequently is unable to pay, then you'll be able to liquidate the mashkin, the collateral, and pay either for the entire loan or for part of the loan. That's normally the way we think of collateral. Here we're talking more of a symbolic type of
a zikaron, a remembrance.
That could be, but you'll see, we're going to talk about that as well. There's going to be also the zichron dvarim ba'alma. I think more afterwards is going to say what happens if he gave both a mashkin and there was a shtar. And the shtar is already the zichron dvar. We'll see. It seems that some of these mashkoinis were more symbolic in nature, to the point that when the maturity date comes, if the malva returns this symbolic mashkin, then he gets paid in full by the loiva, assuming that the loiva has money. On the other hand, if the malva says, I cannot find the mashkin or got lost, guess what? The loiv is off the hook, he doesn't have to pay. Even though, the Gemara gives an example that there was a halva for 1,000 zuzim, a fortune of money, 1,000 zuz, and this fellow cannot find the mashkin, which was only worth $1, $5, sorry, the whole halva has been paid in full.
Be the contrary.
Exactly. So we're going to have, so you're going to see that in Mi'at Hashem as we go through the Gemara. It's Omer Shmuel. Shmuel, we're halfway down the Omer Rabbi Yisai. Talk to Gemara. He lent him 1,000 zuz. Umishkin lein, and what was the mashkin? A kata de magla. A magla is a sickle. The kata is the handle of the sickle. How much is it worth? Agamara doesn't say, but the assumption is it was worth a very modest amount. Maybe 1 zuz compared to this 1,000 zuz. Everybody knows that the reason why he gave him that mashkin is not to be able to go liquidate that if the loiva doesn't pay, because it's only worth 1 zuz. Rather, he gave it to him either as a zichron dvarim, as you said, or is it some sort of symbolic to go and solidify their transaction, and he's holding on to the kata de magla. Zuk to Shmuel. Ob it kata de magla, if you lose that symbolic mashkin, ob it alfa zuzi. Sorry, you lose the entire. Mr. Kata de Magla is only worth $1. I give you $5 for your Kata de Magla. Buy 3 Kata de Maglas. Buy 5. Get one Kata de Magla with a silver handle on it. I don't care. That was the deal. You have to give me back my Kata de Magla. If you don't give it back, over the alfa zuzi. That's what I was saying.
It sounds like it's the list in
Tzidai.
Right, Meshuvah Gamliel.
Yeah. Anyway, so the point of this, I realize that everybody thinks that this is difficult to understand, and it is. It's hair raising. But this is what Shmuel says. That
also, the Tikkun Olam discloses the door from anybody who wants an Arvoah.
or
either he has to put up real collateral.
Exactly.
He can't use symbolic collateral. He has to put up substantive collateral to secure the loan.
Exactly.
In the Soviet Union, they would have wanted the hammer with the sickle.
I get sick when I hear these.
All the other cases that Mishnah, we're talking where he was.
It's comparable.
We took the value of the Pekadon, and we said this is worth five.
This is Shmuel, it's not Mo, right? It's
comparable. We're going to ask the Kasha shortly from the Mishnah. Don't worry.
Okay. That's the Mishnah. This is Shmuel.
It's seen more in the thirst for Torah. It's so intense. We're going to, Mori's going to ask for the Mishnah shortly.
Let us speak. The whole world is in that.
In that Baruch Hashem, yeah. Good. Amr Shmuel again. Hi, man. The Oisvei Alfin Zuz Lachabra. He lent him 1,000 Zuz. Umishkin le Katan Magdan. The whole Mashkin was this lousy little handle of a sickle, and you can get sick from these types of cases, right? Oh, Chas V'Shalom. Anyway, Katan Magdan. Of it, Katan Magdan. He lost the sickle. He lost the handle. Of it, Alfin Zuz. He loses the entire Alfin Zuz. Avol, says Shmuel. What about Tarti Kati? What happens if he gave a double Mashkin afterward? One handle of a sickle, that doesn't do the trick. I'll give you two handles of two sickles. Oh, then, Lloyd, that's already a different story. What does that mean that it's a different story? Yeah. Ruv, we told everybody that the tikkun was for the Ol Moish, Zechat Tzadik, Ebruch, Maka, Ruv, Tzchisug, and Laini, Shkoya for the tikkun.
If he lost, he wouldn't have had a handle on
the floor. He wouldn't have had a handle. Then, Lloyd, Matsoni, Adain, Ebruch, Laini, we wouldn't be able to get a handle on the whole subject. Very good. Anyway, so Lamar said there were two handles. What's the din? Avatar to Kati Loi. Vos Mentos, says Rashi. What happens if you lost one of the two? You wouldn't go and say, okay, we'll be Moichel $500 worth of the 1,000, or the 500 Zuz worth, because we'll split it up. If it was a 1,000 Zuz, we'll allocate, prorate, 500 for one, 500 for the other. So I might have thought, says Shmuel Narda, that's not the rule. But rather, you'll give back one Kata de Magla. You'll pay him back $1, one zuz for the other kata de magla that was lost, and you collect the whole loan, of course, minus these credits of the kata de magla that he's giving back. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, so you get a good sense of the Rashi over here, kata, well, it's almost halfway down the Rashi. Kata beisya, that's the handle. Ovid alfa zuzi, he lost the kata, he loses the 1,000 to sovar v'kibble. That's what they agreed to. But don't say, you know, I have a good idea. On the maturity date of the loan, let the loiva say to the malva, you took the mashkin, keep the kata de magla, and shalom al Yisrael, and I go home. In other words, in a case where the handle was not lost, he still has a handle on the handle. Baruch Hashem, he still has it. It was not lost. The loiva cannot say, well, that will be the peroi and hachoiv, use that to pay off the chod. Nah, come on.
For that. They never secured the loan.
Exactly. But kol zman shehin kayomen, as long as the kata de magla is still alive, in other words, still intact, Al korchay goy v'choyvay in malvistam. If this is a milvistam, if this is a regular normal halva, give him back the katan maglan, get back your 1,000 zuz and finish. Now Rashi just goes and reminds us. If you're wondering when was the maturity date, l'stam milva shloishim yom. Even if you didn't go and stipulate exactly, a normal milva is 30 days. V'im pirish loy zman. If they in fact wrote into the shtar for 6 months instead of for 1 month, l'mushul kishi yizman ifra, then he has to go and pay him on the maturity date. Now the loiva cannot say, Savras Bekiblis, you agreed to this kata de magla as being the mashkin, and therefore keep it. He l'shem mashkin kible, l'shem peroi loy kible. He took it for a mashkin, but not for a peroi. V'kiven de kible, l'shem mashkin, kol kama t'loy mehedele mashkoine. If he doesn't return the mashkin, loy gavi cannot collect a penny. He cannot go and say, here, I'll give you $1, I'll give you $5, buy another new handle, be brand new, buy with a sickle, not just a handle. No. Since that was the deal, you give me back the mashkin, I'll give you back the halva, he has to give him the whole thing. Avil says Rashi, Tartikat, loyam rinan, choda kovil b'chomish meya, b'choda b'chomish meya. Let's go and allocate and say, one handle for 500, and the other handle for the other 500. The other chad minayan. If I lose one of them, loy lifsid chomish meya. So then at least I'll be able to collect the other 500. The whole loy parish chada bepalga v'chada bepalga. Says Rashi, according to Shmuel, there was no stipulation of half and half. He just said 1,000 zuz. I give you the two kata de magla and hold on to them as a mashkin. It was a package deal, not two separate. But not for free, right? And therefore, what's the nafkamin al halacha? They keep them ahead, the lay mixes mashkoina. Once he gives them back one of the two, the may the chosaminei, potter nafshi betashlume shavyoi. One of the two, he'll give it back, the end, because that he still holds on to. The other one that's no longer banned because it was stolen, it was lost, okay, for that he'll give the
replacement
value. Replacement value, the one zuz or whatever it's worth, and then the other guy is going to have to go and pay him the entire
chayv,
the thousand zuz that he owes him. Okay, so that's the halacha of Shmuel. Now we're going to have Rav Nachman and Nerdoi. Nerdoi usually means Shmuel, no?
No, Karna also, right?
Yeah, okay, fine. So the point of this is, the Karna was also one of the Yaham there. Exactly. So Yemor is going to tell us now that Rav Nachman and Rav Nerdoi agree in principle to what Shmuel said, they disagree on some of the details. As you'll see. Rav Nachman Omer, Afil tarti kati ovad choda ovad chomesh mea ovad idach ovad kule, says Rashi, because Rav Nachman says, even though there was no express allocation, but that was the intention. After all, why did you have to give two handles of a sickle, or of two sickles? Just give him one. If you're doing such a symbolism, then it means one for 500, one for the other 500.
As it were, there are two loans. 250, 2,500 zuz.
Fine, good. So if we look at the next Rashi, Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Tarti Kati, Avagavdalei Parish, even though they didn't specify 500 and 500. The Ovid Chada, Ovid Palga. You lose the 500, you give back one kata, you get back your 500. Find the second one, you get the other 500. But otherwise,
he's definitely arguing on Shmuel.
Emphatically, he's arguing Shmuel. Well, I'm saying in concept, they agree. I mean, if you ask me, who am I compared to these great giants? If you ask me, I would say, the kata of the magna is worth a dollar. Give him a dollar for kata magna, give him a dollar 50 for tax and for inflation, give him a dollar 50. Oh, ribbis shilas, okay. Whatever, give him the mat, and then pay back the 1,000, and you're done. Because I lost this lousy hand sickle, I should lose 1,000 zuz. Come on! Right, I'll lend you $10,000. You say, okay, take this tissue box, and that should be the mashke. Fine. I lost the tissue.
Was this the understanding that they had? Was this explicit, or is this just a
good question. Was it explicit or implicit? That's going to be totally in a machloikis in another couple of lines in the Girsa, in the Gemara. Stay tuned in Yetzishan.
If you don't have the handle for the sickle, it's very dangerous. The rest of the sickle is dangerous, so you might as well have lost the whole sickle.
Okay, very good. Anyway, getting back to Igmar. So remember, Shmuel says if there was one kata the maglin, it got lost, the whole loan is off. You don't have to pay back a penny. If there are two, then says
$1.99.
You pay him for the one that was lost, you give him one that is present, and he owes the entire 1,000 zuzim as the original loan. And Rav Nachman says, no, when it comes to two, we're going to allocate it 500. Afilu tarti kati, ovad chada, ovad chomishmei, you lost one of them, you lost 500, but I get the other 500. Ovad idach, I lose both of them, then ovad kula, then I lose the entire. Avo, but however, says Rav Nachman, kata v'nascha, what happens if I gave him one symbolic mashkin together with one valuable mashkin, a nascha, which could be like nascha drababa, an ignit or ingat. I saw in one in the art scroll English one. So initially they say ignat, and afterwards they say ingat. Ignat, it was a famous name in Hungary. Many people called Ignat.
But I was wrong.
Who are the Dion in Nerdor?
It says Nerdor Rav Chama. It says Rav Chama.
This I was ignorant.
Ignorant. Okay. Okay, you'll let us know afterwards. Anyway, it's again Ishkoich.
It wasn't Karna, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. It's all is fine. Anyway, so bottom line is Rav Nachman disagrees on the detail of the two katas, where he says it is 500 and 500. However, Katvin Ascha is very different. Why is Katvin Ascha different? Because Nascha is real money. So if you look at the next Rashi, sixth line from the bottom, Avo Katvin Ascha. Loyam Rinan Nascha Kibel Bepalga. Since there are two Mashkoinis, one's 500 and the other's 500, one the Kata is 500 and the Nascha is 500, the kiman to meet the chaz leperoinu. This is not just symbolic type of money. This is the real McCoy. This is an silver ingot, or maybe even a gold ingot. It's really worth money. So then, this is really worth the amount that it's worth. So therefore, if in fact this ingot got lost, and they have an appraisal from the American Appraisal Society that it was worth $200, so then we'll deduct $200 from the $1,000, but you have to pay me the other $800. We don't say automatically, well, half and half, $500. No, whatever the real value is, that would be, since I lost it. Okay, so I have to deduct that as a credit against the amount that is owed to the malva on the loan.
The same goes for the handle.
Same thing goes for the handle. Whatever, exactly. If that was worth a zuz, we'll pay him back a zuz, or we'll give him a credit of one zuz towards the other 500, or whatever's remaining of the loan. So that was Rav Nachman. And now Nerdo Yamri, Afilakat of a Nascha, of a Nascha, of a Palga, of a Kata, of a Kule. Again, in the general structure, everybody agrees. Just on the details in this Katav Nascha. Where Rav Nachman said a Katav Nascha, then you do value what the Nascha was, and that's not worth 500, but that is worth whatever its real value is. And if you lost that, that will be a deduction or a credit against the amount of the loan, not 500, whatever the Nascha is worth. If it's worth 200, it's worth 300, worth 600, whatever it is, that's the real Shivyat. Says, no. It's no different than giving two Katas, just like you give two katta de magla, 500, said Rav Nachman. Same thing, katta benascha. This is 500, this is 500. And therefore, if you lose the katta, is a $500 remaining debt. And if you lose, or if you lose the nascha, $500 remaining the debt, you don't go and start.
Even the nascha was worth 900.
Exactly right. Exactly. That's an oven nascha, oven palga. You lose half.
Oven katta.
Argue?
Differ.
Oh, because. Go back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said if you have two kati, ovet chodo, ovet chomishme, ovet idach, ovet kule. But kati v'naschaloi. What's kati v'naschaloi? That if the nascha was worth, let's say, real value, 200, not 500, 200. So what do you do? According to
Ned. You deduct the values.
You deduct the value of the 200. Instead of now we have to pay back 1,000.
300 plus 500.
Exactly.
Rav Nachman, you deduct the value of each item.
Exactly. Nerdoy said, no. He says you allocate to each item a value of half of the loan. So the kat is worth 500, and the nascha is worth 500. So of a nascha, of a palga, you lost the nascha. I don't care whether the nascha was worth 200, 300, 800, 900, whatever it is. You lost half of the loan. The other 500, as long as I give back the kata, I get back my 500. And if you lost the kata, then now if you lost both of them, over at kule. And if you just lost the kata alone, you lose 500, because we do allocate 500 and 500.
But if the nascha is worth 800,
yes.
And if the nascha is worth a lot more, then the lender can collect more, because he can get 500 back for his loan for the kata, and if he
what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But Nerdoy says you had these two items that were mashkoina, that were collateral. Each one is
secures the value. Out a subloan.
Exactly, 500 and 500. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. Tanan. This is what Brother Shai has been screaming about already 10 minutes ago. What about our Mishnah? Tackling more brings the Mishnah. Selah lisicha olav v'shekel ha'yishava. The selah is the amount of the loan. And the amount of the mashkin you know and I know is worth a shekel, which is half. Yeah, the loan was a seller. However, it was not worth a shekel, it was worth three dinarim, and therefore I only owe you one dinar. Dinner's on me.
Right. And there's collateral damage here.
Collateral damage. Lema lay, why didn't he go and tell him? Why didn't he go and tell him? You already makabel your own loan. You cannot cough up the mashkin. You say you lost it. Whatever the mashkin was worth,
you know,
was exactly. You say it's worth a shekel. It's worth shloisha dinar. Who cares? Even if it was only a kat to the magla, you lost it. You lost it. We don't look at the value. We just look at the. Give me back the mashkin. I'll give you back the loan. So tomorrow, masnizim bit of parish, Shmuel bit of loy parish. Amish is talking about what they said it explicitly. Shmuel is talking about what they didn't say. But what does that mean? Let's see Rashi first wide line. Bit of parish. Eini mekabli olai el bachrayiz doma bishavioi. He told him a feirish. I'm not giving you a symbolic type of mashkin. I'm giving you a valuable mashkin. And therefore, if the mashkin gets lost, don't go and tell me no tiki, no washi, no mashkin, no halva. We're going to see how much the mashkin is worth. Hey, cheshbon. Exactly. So that makes sense. By case of Shmuel of Ubloy Barish, they didn't say anything explicit, and so therefore the assumption is no mashkin, no halva. That's how you learn the Gemara poshit. However, it's not so poshit. What do you mean it's not so poshit? If they didn't speak it out, like Shmuel's case, by the Katan and Magli, it said, I give you a Katan and Magli, you give me the 1,000. Would you automatically assume, well, if you can't give back the Katan and Magli, you lose the whole van.
No.
With Lake Porridge, we didn't say anything. So you lose this Katan and Magli, which is worth $1.
No one gives a 1,000 zuz loan for a 1 zuz Katan and Magli.
They say, guess what? L'choyre, it would be better to go and say the Gersa should be punk fakert. That what, in the case of the Mishnah, but Lake Porridge. Because anybody with any moyach v'kod kodoy realizes that if I go and give a mashkin which is valuable, and I gave the whatever the loan was worth, if you don't pay back the loan, we'll figure out how much the mashkin was worth, and we'll either give you a refund or your deduction or a credit or whatever it happens to be. Right? I mean, that's just normal ways of mischar. In the case of Shmuel, I would say it's talking about a parish, like you said before, that they said expressly. That's the deal. That if I give you this katan magla and you give me the 1,000, in 6 months from now, make sure to give me back that kata de magla. Otherwise, no tiki, no washi, no kata de magla, no love. So wouldn't that girsa be better? So look at the bottom toises. Don't be nervous, we're not going to learn the whole toises. Just look at the beginning of the toises. Masisim b'de parish ki kama shmuel b'de loy parish. That's our girsa. Says Rabbeinu Chananel Goris, ibcha. V'chein Rabbeinu Tam. Omukad shmuel b'de parish. If they didn't say Beferish, Rabbi, give me back this Katan and Magla, otherwise no loan, no money. Does it make sense to go and say that you don't get back your money just because I lost this Katan and Magla, which is worth $1? Go to a 5 and 10, go to Woolsworth. There's something called Woolsworth. It doesn't exist. But at one time,
go to Dollar Store.
Dollar Store. Go to Gimple's and go and get from Gimple. Go and get from him.
Gimple's also five.
Get five Katan and Maglas for $3. What do you want? Okay. Anyway, so that lechori that gears it works much better. As you can see, since it's a long Toises goes back and forth. Do I like this Toises? Do I like this gears better? That gears better, etc. But lechori that gears works better in terms of logic in the Gemara. Okay, so bottom line is, we have now halacha of Shmuel, and now the Gemara wants to say limit ketanai. Let's say the halacha of Shmuel is machlokes tanai. What's a machlokes tanai? Hamal v'schaver ala mashkin. The over the mashkin was lost. Yishba v'yitel es mo'isa. Divrei Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer holds that the person who's holding the mashkin, since he's not getting paid for holding the mashkin, he's a shem mechinam. And therefore, what's a shem mechinam? He's always potter b'gneva v'aveda. Oh, 1 second, you want to put a Geneva lady, you have to go and make a shvur. When don't you make a shvur? Brother Barry, when don't you make a shvur? By a mashkin, by Shem Mechanam? In the case of our Mishnah, when you have karkois, shtoris,
exclusions.
Because we learned it from the Klal of Prat.
Okay.
So normally you have to make, so he has to make a shvur. He's a Shem Mechanam. He'll make a shvur that I lost the mashkin. Okay, yishba, vital is ma'isav. So now we'll figure out whatever that was worth, and now he'll take back his money. Divrei Reb Elezer. I mean, that makes sense, right? He lost the mashkin. He made a shvur that he lost the mashkin, and now the loyva has to pay back the malva the money of the chayv. Now the kiva oimer yachal hushiyim aloy klum hil visani el ala mashkin. The whole purpose was because it is mashkin of and a mashkin of the moisecha. No mashkin, no mois. Right? That sounds very much like Shmuel. No tiki, no washi, no kata de magal, no money. Oh, that's not what Reb Elezer said. So l'choyri, you see already where the lema ketanoi is. But we're not finished yet. Hava malda elav zuz bishtar, v'niach mashkin b'yoda, he gave him both a shtar, plus a mashkin, diri akoil, over the mashkin, of du moy oisog. Then everybody would agree. Even the Tanakama Reb Elezer, you lost the mashkin, you lose everything. Why?
He says a shtar.
Okay. So now explain to me, what is the fact pattern? We still haven't told us how much the mashkin was worth. In the Mishnah, we talked about how much the mashkin is worth. Shmuel talked about a katza de magla, which we know is almost worthless. But what is the price? What is this price talking about? Heichidam, idisha vishir zuze, if you're telling me that the mashkin was worth, lemashal, exactly the amount of the loan, my tamid Reb Elezer. So why did Reb Elezer say, All you have to do is go and make a solemn shvur that I lost the mashkin.
And you collect the full loan.
You collect the full loan. He already collected the full loan. That was the mashkin. That's the purpose of giving the collateral. Come on, don't be silly. My time to blaze it. You should go and say, okay, the loan is forgiven. I lost the mashkin. I lost my money. We're talking about that it was worth like a katan magla. Udav Shmuel kamifli. Oh, so that's lechoyra, the machloikis of our price over here. Says Reb Lezer, I don't care how much the mashkin is worth. Whatever the mashkin is worth, $1, $2, $5, 3 zuz, fine, take it.
It's irreplaceable.
Exactly. And that's Reb Akiva. As far as Reb Lezer is concerned, he's saying the yitlis ma'isim. Swear that you lost the mashkin. If the mashkin was worth $1, $2, 5, you'll even pay him for it. Vitalim is oisim, and they'll take the whole loan. Just because I lost the mashkin, I lose my loan. Says Reb Akiva, no, yachol shi'oim alai. You knew that this is not a valuable mashkin. It's only a symbolic mashkin. Symbolic mashkin, klum yisani el ala mashkin. I wanted my mashkin back, over the mashkin, of the maisachas. That's word for word, just like Shmuel says. You lost the kat to the magla, you lost your $1,000. So that's a
mashkin. That's very unfair. Rabbi Kiva's been very unfair, because if it's only a meaningless, I understand if it's Zaydis Kiddush cup or something, it's some valuable item, but we're talking about kat to the magla.
So why scream at Rabbi Kiva? You should scream at Shmuel. Go back to Shmuel. So you prefer to argue with the Tan instead of arguing with Shmuel.
I don't argue with anybody of things, but Rabbi Akiva seems to be the source of Shmuel.
Why can't he buy the mashkon and give it back? Why does he have to lose an entire debt if he could replace
it? To replace the cut to the magla.
According to Shmuel. What is Ovad?
You recall 15 minutes ago I said what Shmuel says is hair raising. Doesn't make sense. I lose this lousy katana magla which I can replace for $1 for $5.
And that's why we can't get a handle on it.
Oh, exactly. That's why Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa Lechoyra works beautifully. They submit a parish. It says in the document in golden oisius, groba black font, it says, if you don't give me back my katana magla, you don't get back your money. Okay, he lost the katana magna. That was the condition. He doesn't get back his money. That's why that lechoy, that girsa works so much better. Lechoy. Anyway, Zokti Gemara, so that's, what's the makar? That's from Rabbi Akiva. Yochel Eloi Maloi. Remember, we wrote it in the shtar, and it said in the shtar, give me back my katana magna. You didn't do it. Klum yuvzani ela mashkin. Over the mashkin, over the mishkin. So lechoy tos the makleikis. Ureshmul kamifli. Zokti Gemara, loy. But loy shavi kuliyam less ureshmul. Nobody holds a Shmuel. You see how Robert is so upset about it. He's almost at tears. How could this be? He lost the katana magla. He lost the money. You can get sickle from all of this. So look to Yimara. So what's the machlekes? There is Reb Yitzchak. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Shabbos.